ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Nor did they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light. You see, now we received light from Jesus. We are meant to also give that light. Praise God. A lighthouse does not shine for itself. Praise God. I'm coming to that. It shines to help the sheep. So also, we are not lighthouses primarily for ourselves. You are meant to be a conductor. That's why scripture says you will be blessed and you'll be a blessing. Praise God. No conductor is free of current. So also, no pipe carrying water is dry. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are lighthouses. So we are meant to give light to all, not to some, to all who are in the house. Verse 16. Now let your light, I'm coming to that, but let me just go on. Let your light so shine. So it is your own responsibility, praise God, to let your light shine before men that they may see your good works. Someone say good works. And glorify your Father in heaven. Two reasons why your light must shine. So people will see your good works and they will glorify your Father in heaven. Praise God. Can we look at this scripture in NCV? Verse 16. And people don't hide a light under a bowl. You cannot be hidden. They put it on a lampstand so that the light shines for all the people in the house. Okay, let's look at NLT. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand, just like a lighthouse. It is placed on a stand, on a structure, where it gives light to everyone in the house. We are meant to give light to everyone. Praise the Lord. So the light of God in the lighthouse naturally produces good works. That NKJV is very important. Good works. Good works. You cannot be a lighthouse without good works. Just like Jesus, Acts 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went around doing what? Doing what? Doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. Why? For God was with him. The life was flowing in him. And he was doing good works. Good works. Very important. So for him, no, hold on. Acts 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. That word again is their power. You know, I said earlier on, without power, you cannot have light. Praise God. So, but the source of power is the Holy Spirit. So he had to be anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. So he was lighted and he was going around doing good. And Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine that they may see your good works. Praise God. Jesus was going around, you know, empowered by the Spirit and doing good works. Now, you see, scripture says, 1 Corinthians 12:7. The manifestation of the Spirit is for the profit of all. I think it's a good news translation. It said, is for the good of all. Now, the Holy Spirit on Jesus was doing good. the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in a lighthouse is to do good, is for the profit of all. I'm not saying that you are not going to. Genesis chapter 1, verse 13. Let me show you something. My primary emphasis tonight is that we are lighthouses to light other people. But as a lighthouse that carries light, you rule. Genesis 1, 13. So the evening and the morning were the third day, verse 14. Then God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for season, for signs and for season, and for days and years. Verse 15. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. Praise God. Praise the Lord. There's a translation that talks about verse 16. Is that verse 16? Yes, that's it. Then God made two great lights. The greater light to rule in the day. We are lighted to rule in the world. Praise God. As a lighthouse, you are meant to rule. If you receive the light of divine health, you'll be ruling in that area. If you have light for divine prosperity, you'll be ruling in that area. You'll be a lord in that area. You need light. You need revelation to be a lord. Praise God. But that's not my emphasis for tonight. Praise God. Just to let you know that as a lighthouse, you are meant to rule. You are meant to dominate the earth. Praise God. You are a landlord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Or you are an earth lord. Praise God. Because anywhere the sole of your footsteps, God has given you. That means you're not a landlord, you're an earth lord. Praise God. Because anywhere, if you get to Denmark, the moment the sole of your feet is stepping in Denmark, you claim it for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you step confidently. And when you are confident in God, Scripture says, dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Praise God. You dwell in the land confidently, not trying to manipulate. The person that helped you the last time might not be able to help you this time. Just dwelling on God's faithfulness. He himself will bring everything, arrange everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have good news translation? 1 Corinthians 12, 7. The manifestation of the Spirit. The Spirit presence is shown in some way in each person for the good of what? Of all. So the primary purpose of receiving the Holy Spirit is not just for us to speak in tongue and sweat, it's for us to do good. Because Jesus was going around, praise God. You are not a dormant Christian. I normally tell people, if you don't like your position, you are not a tree, you can relocate, praise God. So Jesus was going around, you know, doing good, but empowered by the Spirit. And I said, you can't be a light without having good works. We are meant to impact our world. A couple of years ago, I think I must have been in maybe year two or year one. So we're living in Nakoka. And back then, there are no gates, you know. In fact, if you cannot be walking on the road and it won't take you 1 minute to knock on our door. Praise God. The door does so close to the, you know. So somebody, I don't even know how he knew I was on holidays. A guy just came and knocked on the door and he said he was looking for me. And I said, no, you can't be looking for me because I don't know you. He said, no, I know you don't know me, but you know me. The guy now recounted, you know, how he was a shoemaker, you know, and back, you know, back then shoemakers normally go along the road, then you call them, they make your shoes and everything. And I don't mind telling people that I'm not a very refined, born-again Christian. There was a time you cannot be around me without hearing the word. Praise God. You must hear the word. Praise God. I must talk to you about something. Praise God. But now, we use wisdom. Praise God. So the guy said, you know, that he was the shoemaker that came one time and I was talking with him, telling him that he can still go back to school and do all those. And I said, yeah, I remember. But that guy, I remember, was speaking in Hausa. I said, yeah, that because most shoemakers speak Hausa, so he too was speaking like that. So anyway, the guy went back to school, just by my encouragement. I met him only once. Went back to school, did his work, then went to write the polygam. And on his way back from the polygam exam, he didn't remember that guy that spoke to me a year ago. Let me go and look for that guy. Impact. Just shining your light. Praise God. Everything is not money. You know, sometimes we think about money. Jesus was going around doing good. He didn't say he was giving money around. Praise God. Doing good. Praise God. And healing all those. I was telling someone yesterday that, you know, I borrowed a book from Pastor, The Man Who God Uses. And the guy was saying that you can't be an evangelist and do any other job. I dropped the book because I wasn't ready. Because the guy was just giving hard truths. I said, I'm not, because I apply everything I read. So since I was not ready for what he was saying, I said, Pastor, please, can you have your, let's keep this for the meantime. I'll come back to that. Just one life, praise God. You know, I wasn't ready for that, so I dropped it. That guy was impacted. Then I was working in the bank one time in Abuja. Then I had a lot of young people that, you know, had just ONDs, doing bulk tellery. You know, so anytime I come, God, the word of God works. I was always declaring the word. You know, when I come to the office, I declare the word. So a lot of young people wanted to just, what is this guy? Why are you so confident? You know, so I'll just be telling them, this is how you do it and how you do it. If you're here, most of young guys, I still do that with you guys. Praise God. You know, so I just want you to, you can't just be stuck. You cannot be going around. You must move on. Praise God. As a child of God, you must move on. Praise God. You might have a particular, you know, vision God has given you. But in the meantime, don't just sit down. Keep moving. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, so there's a particular one of them, Timothy. So the guy took interest. Always asking questions. Okay, why do you have so much confidence in God? I will preach and preach and preach. Why do you do this and everything? You know? So before I left, you know, I told him, see, I know you are doing OND, you have just OND now, but you can actually rise to the top. Now, when I left Abuja, the guy kept giving me details. Thank you so much for what you shared to me, blah, blah, blah. You know, now I've done this. Again, I'll get to another mail. Thank you so much. Last year, he mailed me. He's almost finishing his PhD in University of Benin, working with FIRS in Abuja. I don't have a PhD, praise God. But I'm a light, praise God. We are meant to be lights, praise God. We are lighthouses, impacting lives. That is, see, money cannot buy that. That is more important than money. So I just wanted to, see, if you are a candle will not lose its lighting by light. Sorry, I said, a candle will not lose its light by lighting another candle. And blowing out someone's candles won't make your own shine brighter. Life is better when you are happy, but life is at its best when others are happy because of you. Be faithful in touching others' hearts. Be an inspiration. Nothing in nature lives for itself. Rivers, they do not drink their own water. Trees, they do not eat their own fruits. The sun does not shine for itself, and the flowers do not spread their fragrance for themselves. Living for others is the rule of nature. We are all born to help one another. No matter how difficult the situation is around you, you can still do good to others. Stop trying to only survive. Let the life of Christ in you light up someone's pathway to destiny. Praise God. Isaiah 50 verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Your light is not coming. Your light has come. Praise God. Jesus, your light, already came to give light to every man that comes into the world. Praise God. So arise. Arise, shine. There is so much darkness in the land at the moment. It's time for us to shine ever brighter. Be a light to someone. Pay someone's medical bills. pay someone's school fees, mentor a young person, visit someone in prison, preach the good news, help the poor, heal the sick, anyhow, live an impactful life. No matter how difficult it is right now, look away from yourself. Your primary purpose on earth is not for yourself. It's for you to shine the light Jesus has given to you. Praise the Lord, someone. Can we just take a confession break? Praise God. Can you just stand to your feet for a moment? Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's quite funny what I'm hearing. I'm just hearing that we should shout. Praise God. Can we just shout again? Praise the Lord, someone! Hallelujah! Glory, hallelujah! Glory, hallelujah! Glory, glory, hallelujah! Glory, hallelujah! Glory, hallelujah! Glory, 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 glory! Glory, hallelujah! Glory, hallelujah! Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I am a winner. Hallelujah. I am a victor. Hallelujah. I am a lighthouse. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't be down again. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Say after me, I arise. I shine. For my light has come. The glory and the brilliance of God is risen upon me. Nations come to my light, and kings to the brightness of my rising. I receive clarity in place of confusion. I receive direction in all decisions. I am the head, an asset, a problem solver, a solution provider. I enjoy divine wisdom. I am filled with positive energy through the help of the Holy Ghost. I am full of light, and this light is the light of men. Men from all nations come to the brightness of my rising. The wisdom of God in me causes my face to shine. I attract favor everywhere I go. Jesus has become for me the wisdom of God. I cannot be confused. Say that again. I cannot be confused. I always know what to do per time. The Lord instructs me. He teaches me. He guides me in the way I should go. Can you demonstrate that? Walk around. The Lord instructs me. He teaches me. And He guides me in the way I should go. My footsteps are ordered of the Lord. I'm at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. Jesus has become to me the righteousness of God, the sanctification of God, and the redemption of God. I think like God. I walk like God. I talk like God, because I'm a God. One more time, I think like God. I walk like God. I talk like God, because I am a God. Hallelujah, someone. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory. Just have your seat for a moment. Hallelujah, praise God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I said earlier, a lighthouse is useless without being lighted. A lighthouse that has 10 beacons of light will be more lighted than the one that has just one beacon of light. So, the more light you have in your house, that's in your body, you know that structure is like your body, and the light of God is in you. The life of God is in you. Praise God. So, the more light you have in your house, in your body, the more impact you are able to have in life, and the more glory you are able to bring to God. Praise God. So how do we maintain the light that we have? Psalm 119, verse 105. The first access to the light is through the Word of God. The Word of God is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Hallelujah. So the Word of God is on your feet as a lamp, but it's helping you. Hallelujah. It's helping you inscribe your path. Hallelujah. The Word of God is like a compass showing you how to get through life. Then you become like a superstar. People are wondering, how are you doing this stuff? Well, it's because you have been guided by the Word. But I put a question here. If the Word is so potent, why is it that some Christians are not enjoying the light as we should? Proverbs 4:18. The path of the just is like that of a shining light. Hallelujah. That shines ever brighter and ever brighter unto that perfect day. So the light that we carry is meant to be progressive. Hallelujah. The intensity of the light that you have is meant to increase as you walk with God. The path of the just is like that of a shining sun that shines ever brighter and brighter until that perfect day. A child of God is not meant to have a better yesterday. That is why scripture says everything works together for your good. So that when it seems that you are passing through challenges, you are still being packaged for your next level. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, we have established from here that the path of the just is meant to shine brighter and brighter. And from Psalm 119 verse 107, we saw that the Word of God is the lamp to our feet and the light to our path. Okay? So, what must we do? Let's go to verse 20. There is something that we are not doing. Why is it that the Word of God is not having the necessary impact in our life? Producing life. Because in the beginning we said the Word gives life, which gives light. Proverbs 4, verse 20. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. Give attention. Most of us Christians, we don't give attention to the Word of God. What does it mean to give attention to the Word? If you are walking on the street and you are going to catch a flight, for example, if you are already late for your flight and somebody is calling you, let's have fun. Pastor Gwenga, for example, likes fish. But if he's going to catch a flight in the next 30 minutes and one of his friends calls him, let's have fish. Though he likes fish, his attention is on the flight. Focused on the flight. Praise God. So, we must develop the habit of putting the Word in front of our eyes. Not just, I know that everything works together for my good. No, you must ensure that you focus on the Word. Open to that place. Keep it in front of your eyes. Don't rely on residual memory knowledge. You give attention to something. And the best way to give attention to the Word is by meditating on the Word. Praise God. You meditate. You murmur the Word to yourself. You speak the Word out to yourself. Praise God. Our time is almost fast spent. So, but the entrance, let me end with this. Psalm 119 verse 130. The entrance, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, can we also look at Colossians 1 verse 12? I think I'm correct. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us. Hallelujah. Praise God. God qualified us. We were not qualified, but he qualified us. Whenever I see the scripture, I remember what happened to me when I was trying to get from secondary school to uni. I was always doing physics, chemistry, and biology. Because everybody said I must do medicine. Deep down, I knew that I shouldn't do medicine. Praise God. I don't like seeing blood. They said, don't worry, when you get there, you get used to it. Praise God. And I was believing God that Father, anyway, just change it. Praise God. You know? So I did physics, chemistry, and biology. For you to do engineering, you need to do physics, chemistry, and math. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know? So, but somehow, some, you see, I've been enjoying favor for a long time. Praise God. I'm just a blessed child of God. Don't mind me. No, but I wasn't qualified to do chemical engineering, but I was made qualified. Praise God. Same thing. We're not qualified to enjoy the inheritance of the saint in the light. Praise God. But God qualified us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Giving thanks to the Father who has, is not going to qualify you. He has already qualified you. Praise God. To be a partaker of the inheritance of the saint in the what? In the light. Verse 13. So you will see that we have been qualified and translated. He has also delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed or translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. And Jesus is the light of the world. So He has translated us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. How do we enjoy this stuff? Can we go to verse 14? Maybe we'll close with that. Praise God. No, let's go to verse 9. You know, I said, the entrance of the word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. What are we praying about? To ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That entrance of the word is spiritual understanding. Praise God. Because it said the entrance of the word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. My brother, my sister, if you have spiritual understanding in any area of life, you are a Lord. Praise God. Can we stand to our feet this evening? Time is fast spent. And let's begin to pray. Father, Lord, fill me afresh with wisdom and spiritual understanding. In the name of Jesus.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,